It's 5:33. From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Collier officials voted to drop their lawsuit against the state's environmental agency today. County commissioners say they hope instead to become partners with the state as the agency continues its legal battle with a Texas-based oil company. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports.
The state's Environmental Protection Chief Herschel Vineyard appeared before Collier commissioners to urge county officials to partner with his agency as the state drafts new oil drilling rules.
I would appreciate and welcome your input and partnership for what's going on in the 2015 legislative session.
Months ago, county officials sued the state's Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP. Commissioners said the state dragged its heels in dealing with the Texas-based Danny Hughes Company. The oil company proceeded with an oil extraction method similar to fracking. State officials had not approved. Since that legal challenge, DEP has filed its own lawsuit. This time, the state sued Danny Hughes. DEP also revoked the company's drilling permits. Collier County Commission Chair Tom Henning says DEP's action is a sign the agency is serious about protecting Southwest Florida's natural resources.
We need to be partnerships with the agency, not fighting the agency, because now they are proving that they have our best interests at heart by going after Dan A. Hughes, exactly what we wanted.
Commissioners unanimously voted to drop their lawsuit against DEP. They also entertained the idea of joining the state's lawsuit against Dan A. Hughes. They tabled a vote on that matter until their next meeting. Vineyard told commissioners his agency is also working to get better at dealing with oil drilling permits in the state moving forward. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.